Meditate on that scripture. Proverbs 21 verse 13. I love that scripture so much. Whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. Hey. That means, Matthew chapter 7 verse 12, it said, do unto men what you, as you would that men should do to you. It says, so do ye also unto men. Hey. You are in position to help now. They are crying, crying, crying. You are not hearing them. You too, your own cry will come. Nobody will hear you. That is a law. Hallelujah. Okay, now Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 5. Proverbs 17 verse 5. He said, whoso mocketh the poor reproacheth his maker. Amen. And he that is glad at calamity shall not be unpunished. Anytime you are mocking a poor man, what you are really doing is you are reproaching the maker, his creator. You are reproaching God. That's why Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 17, it says, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. Anything you do to a poor man, a poor woman, you are doing it to God. And whatever you do to that, you will pay for it. God will pay you back. If you do bad, he will pay you back with bad. You do good, he will do good to you too. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember that the law of prosperity is about sowing and reaping. Whatever you sow is what you will reap. Don't you ever think you will prosper when you are destroying other people's prosperity. When you refuse people around you to prosper, it is certain you too will soon be pulled down. That is the law. Whatever you sow is what you will reap. And this reaping, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Luke 6:38 says so. Pressed down, shaking together, running over, shall men give whatever you have given unto your bosom. And he said, for with the same measure you met out, it shall be meted to you too. Because remember in Genesis chapter 8 verse 22, seed time and harvest time shall not cease while the earth remaineth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And let me tell you the principle of increase. It is also the same principle for decrease. The principle of increase is that you must sow. You must sow. And our brother Maduka broke it down for us to know how to plant a seed to germinate in a womb. And he told us the different types of wombs. Hallelujah. Different type of fruits that you will bear. The fruit of the thought, the fruit of the womb, the fruit of the mind, the fruit of the hand. He mentioned all of them. Praise the Lord. And it is what you sow that will be produced. And there is a law that before there can be increase, there has to be a debt. Amen. That's why for God himself had one son on earth. For him to have more children, he had to let his only son die. Through that debt, he got many other children. It's a law. It's a law. For those of us who don't believe in planting seeds in whatever form, you better know it now. If you want to have more, let go of what is with you. That's why the Bible says money answereth all things. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Except the corn of wheat fall to the ground and dies, it abides alone. Amen. Praise the Lord. Galatians chapter 6, if you read it from verse 7 up to verse think up to 12 or so, up to verse 10. The emphasis there is in sowing. And he emphasized, whatever a man sows, that is what he will reap. Praise the Lord. Number four. Number three is the way we treat the poor and needy. And number four is sowing in infertile ground. That is sowing on barren ground. Whatever you sow, amen. When you are sowing, under the law of multiplication, it's not everywhere you sow. There are fertile grounds and there are infertile grounds. If you sow on a round ground, you will never reap anything from it. You will never prosper. One area is, we read the scripture earlier, giving to the rich. If nothing returns to you from there. Because that rich man will never pray for you. That rich man will never pray for you. Uh-huh. And another proverb, adage that was spoken, I think Christ is the one that said it, you know, that you don't cast your pearls to the swine. Casting your pearls to the swine, that is, a swine is, what do you call it, pigs. Pigs. Pig is, it dwells on dirty places. So if you give him any clean thing, any precious thing, will he appreciate it? He will carry it to Potopoto. So it does not benefit even the user. It does not benefit anybody. It will just damage it and scatter it there. And you don't sow for vain glory. So that everybody around will see you as the giver. Jesus Christ himself taught against it. So, you must look for grounds that you know, if I sow here, there is a blessing that will follow this one. Somebody is in need. Amen. Hallelujah. I've shown you that scripturally before, where Apostle Paul was encouraging them about the giving. He said, when you give like that, it achieves, you know, two things. Number one, your act of giving. Amen. It meets the needs of that person you have given, the needs of the saints, when he was talking about the collection for the saints. It meets their needs. And he said, secondly, it invokes prayer for you. When you give a needy person help, you give them clothes, give them food to eat, you pay his house rent, that is so small, something that gives the person some peace, you give her money to start capital, remember, that person had been crying to God in prayer. Lord, change my situation. Lord, change my situation. Anytime you go to bless that person, after you have gone, always, that person always knows that it is the prayer he prayed that brought you. So he begins to go and begin to thank God and praise God and thank God. Father, I thank you. I didn't know this is how you will answer me. I never knew you will answer me this way. I'm saying thank you, Jesus. God will look down. What happened when this one, they praise me like this? Then you will see who is the person that met that need. Then he will look for you and bless you and bless you and bless you by the praises of that person that you have caused to praise God. That is the principle. The same thing too. When you make a child of God to cry, God will come. Why is this my daughter in anguish? Then he will look. Oh, see the person where curse her. Because you're poor. Because you have no helper. Because you have no this. Then you will go. That is what the Bible teaches us. And face that person that did it. And if it is God that is fighting you, who will deliver you? It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the Almighty. Praise the Lord. So look for fertile grounds to sow. poor people. So, on the ministers of God, Jesus himself said, praise the Lord. You know, Jesus himself said, if you give just a cup of water to any of these my disciples in the name of a disciple, that is, you are doing it because you recognize that person to be one of the apostles, one of the disciples of Jesus. He said, that little cup of water, you will never go unrewarded. There is a reward for sowing in the life of ministers of God. I mean ministers of God. I will continue to emphasize it. And you should shine your eye to know who is a minister of God and who is hiding under ministry for Babi Allah. For there are different types of Babi Allahs. But a man must work ministers. Amen. There are ministers that go about members of the church and beg. Do this for me now. Do this for me now. Do this for me now. They are not ministers of God. Oh, no true minister of God will do that. Every true servant of God has integrity. Remember, if it is God that has called him, he goes crying to that God. Not crying to the members. We hear a minister say, people don't even take care of us. They won't take care of me here. I'm your pastor here. Imagine me. Say, yeah. Say, unbelievers, I'll take care of me. In fact, people don't know. I will not transform myself. Go to Kwanga. Leave this Lagos. What will be my use here, sir? Now the right 555 car. Where my own? Some pastors talk like that. Now those people call you. Now when I call me, if I have problem, now when I go tell, let me the person when call me, I go meet. Father, you know they see my condition. And that God now, amen, can now go to the congregation. You are just sitting down. Eh? Okay, I told you the one. There's one brother here that some years back, just came and said, God told him that he should come and give me a car. After service, I don't know, I didn't even know he was been in the church. Give to the poor, the affected ground. Give to the widows. Give to the orphans. Give to helpless people. They are all categorized under the poor. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then, give for the advancement of the kingdom. For the work of the ministry. Give anything you know that will progress the gospel. Give. It is a fertile ground. Number 5. Anti-prosperity force. 5. Laziness. Proverbs 22. Laziness. Proverbs 22 verse 29. This is the way he put it. He says, see thou a man diligent in his business? If he's diligent, what will happen? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. If you are diligent, Cosmas was diligent. I see him an illiterate. Being director of more than 6 banks. Hallelujah. It is a product of diligence. Proverbs chapter 19. Proverbs chapter 19. Verse 15. See the way he put it. Slothfulness casted into a deep sleep. And an idle soul shall suffer hunger. Can we read it again? Everybody, 1, 2, 3, go. Slothfulness casted into a deep sleep. And an idle soul shall suffer hunger. What may I do? You must find something to do. You must find something to do. And there is always something to do. See, something Cosmos said. Brother Cosmos said, he said that when there was no work, since he knew how to drive, he said he would just go and meet any friend, anybody he knows, that may be needing somebody to help him drive. I should go to your market today. Say, I don't have anything doing at all. I said, can I help you drive today? So while he's going and driving, at least know how. At the end of the day, that man go chop, they go chop together. At least that day, he no sleep with hunger. Amen. And it is from driving that he began to pick discussion with the man. And began to tell the man, I have an idea. All I need, if I just get this small amount, give me so number of months, I will double it. From discussion, if he has sat at home, there's nothing to do. Will he have had that man to talk with? Hey, that's why I say so many things to learn from him. Don't sit down and don't just lie down at home. Some of you will send your wives to go and work for you. Then you take care of the children at home. You know now there is no work since I lost my work. Don't worry, God will provide. I'm still believing God. I'm praying throughout. I have 90 days fasting. I'll be at home fasting. Then your wife will go and sell oki, sell akara, and come back and feed you. Yeah, man. The Bible says a man that cannot provide for his household is what? Worse than an infidel. The Bible says so. It's a shameful and very serious reproach for a man to sit down. It's not sickness that knock you down. Hand, leg, and the evidence is, if that woman make anything, you still want Peter on top. Your strength, instead of using it to go and look for food, now that woman you do upon. Shame no catch you. I want to provoke you. Get out of that house and go and look for work. Praise the Lord. And don't, there are some of us that do paper business. Proposal. Then you go in the net. From morning to night, you're there for net. Da 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 da. So da da. Yes, from morning to night, she never get. What is happening? There's a proposal I'm working on. Do your proposal. But before the money from the proposal come, do something, you will get money that day to chop. Must do it. Proposal. Big grammar, big English. You don't do it since last year. Up to now. And even self, now because you don't get wife, we get bad mouth. If that woman release one word for you, every day, proposal. Now, proposal will go chop. It didn't do it since last year. I'm expecting what? Before that expectation come, when do we go chop today, Oga? Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. Go to an ant, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Hey, see human being to learn wisdom from ant. Even ant is wiser than some human beings, which have no guide, no overseer, no ruler. Yet that ant. Tiny little tiny thing. We don't get her deserve. Provided her meat in the summer. And gathered her food in the harvest. How long will thou sleep, O sluggard? When will thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Sluggard, wake up. Wake up. Proverbs 24. Wake up, I will learn from an aunt. Proverbs chapter 24. Amen. Verse 30. Are we there? He said, I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. Hello! Hallelujah! And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. What is instruction? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Get understanding. You will remain a poor man forever if you refuse to move out. I'm believing God. You are believing God. Everybody is believing God. The man that went to the farm and is farming, is he not believing God for something? He's believing God for rain. But before the rain will come, he prepares the ground. So don't say you are believing God. That's why you are lying there, stretching your hand, and then carry iPad and phone. And then you are chatting. You're chatting with friends from morning till night. Chatting. Look, every man from morning till evening, sit down and look at how you spent the day. What part of the day was productive? What did you do today that is giving you hope for tomorrow? What did you do today that is giving you hope that tomorrow you will wake up and something will be better? What are you hoping for? What did you do that is giving you any hope? From morning till evening, what were you doing? You were chatting. Nonsense chat. Chat, WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter. Which one again? Amen. What has it profited you? Do something productive. Do something productive. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And there are too many things to do to have something for that day to eat. Especially those of us that, you know, should have our independence from our parents. Should have our independence from our parents. You must marry. You have your children, must take care of your family. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. As the sluggard, Apostle Paul walked. And he taught us all to walk. Let the women also walk. The women too must walk. Don't sit down, Yakata, for house. Baba Junior, you don't come. Then you are giving the bill to Baba Junior every time. Praise God. And let me tell you, sister, we learned something from what our brother said yesterday. Don't just say you are a woman. Let me talk to the brothers first. Brother that is married, it is not wise that you think because you are on now, your wife should just sit down at home and be taking care of your children. You don't know tomorrow. You don't know tomorrow. It is dangerously foolish. I'm telling you. The idea that you think that is how to be a man, to tell your wife, just sit down and be taking care of the children. And I'll be working. And which kind of work? One man business. Which can walk, you they travel to buy things, come back, come sell. And anything can happen while you travel. And you know how wicked your family is. And you know when you are no more, they will deal with that woman. You know. And you are not planning for her. You are dangerously foolish. I'm telling you. It's an element of pride. After all, how much you have? How much you want to go work? How much? And it is wrong for you to see a woman that you want her totally to be dependent on you. To the level that everything she needs, she has to ask you. It is wrong. Very, very wrong. It's wrong. Praise the Lord. And I also want you to note that that woman also, like you have responsibilities in your family, that woman too has dependents. She has her parents. She has other people. And she should not collect from you to take care of her people. She should work and have the freedom to use her own finance, her own resources to take care of her people. Not coming to beg you. And sometimes it is because man likes to play God. You want to look important and look so deep. You know, everybody should depend on you. And that is not a normal spirit. It's not a normal spirit. It's not. Let your wife go. And some of us, sometimes we don't like to learn from others. Praise God. Don't like to learn from others. There are all these big, big men you see. Their wives have their own businesses. Their, you know, wives, they have their own business even as they have their own. There's a reason. It's a wisdom. That is why they say you should go to an aunt and learn something. The aunt plans for tomorrow. That is what he's saying. Because he's so tiny, he knows that during summer is the only time I should work hard and gather food, gather plenty, because during rainy season, now so it is a period of death for us. If rain they fall, you come out, the thing will sweep you away. And so you can't come out to look for food that time. So that through a rainy season, they are busy eating the food they gather during summer. That is what we are learning. Think of tomorrow. Plan for tomorrow. Sit down and think, what if this happens? What if this happens? It is not enough that you put your wife's name in your company. You know how wicked those your brothers are. They will come here and say, hey! Who give you my brother property? You woman, you can't struggle for property with us, man. You know how your family is. Especially when you know they don't even like your wife. They are even praying for your wife to fall into their hands through your death. You know now, you have seen it happen. So why will you now not plan for her? And worse, you have children. You know if you die today, none of your brothers will look at your children. You say, hey, but that the woman will go marry another man. But the children remain her children. She will always look after those children, even if she marries another man. So why are you not securing the future of your children by allowing her, empowering her? Praise the Lord. And a woman goes to read up to university level. Then it means she has a passion for something. Then fulfill her joy by allowing her go into her passion. Whatever it is, she read. Do you know what it means? And always, it's illiterate men that do that thing. Inferiority complex, they worry them. They fear that that woman will come and be better than them. So they take actions to size her down. Including don't come out, don't walk. Don't walk. And meanwhile, you are not giving her pocket money to reach waiting she forgets she didn't walk. It's wrong. And sister, you are supposed to walk. And so if you too, you are waiting to go look for a man, all you are waiting for is all that powder you rub. May better man come. May better man come. I know if I just, if God give me better man, I don't feel a yakata. Then sit down there and be a production factory for him. You are playing with your future. You don't know it. Play with your future. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Number 6. Devouring that which is holy. Devouring that. Devour. Devour. Devouring that which is holy. Proverbs chapter 20. Verse 25. It says, it is a snare to the man. A snare, a trap that will finish you. It's called a snare. It is a snare to the man who devoured that which is holy. And after vows to make inquiry. My emphasis is devouring that which is holy. Now look at one thing that the Bible calls holy. Leviticus chapter 27. Leviticus chapter 27 verse 30. Are we there? And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land, of the fruit of the tree, it is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. If tithe is holy unto the Lord, and you refuse to pay your tithe, you are devouring that which is holy. I'm reading Bible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And of course, Malachi chapter 3, we're reading from verse 8 to verse 12, is talking about how you rob God in refusing to pay your tithe. You rob him. You rob him. And when you rob him, amen. There was the tithe of the land that the children of Israel refused to keep 70 times. 70 Sabbath of the land that they refused to keep. And God got angry with them and sent them into 70 years of captivity with the Babylonians. Each year is for the each tithe year that they refuse to keep. And sometimes some of us, the things we suffer from, it will last for as long as the whole period of time you ate that tithe. I'm telling you, Bible. Praise God. The commonest one is vow. Let's open Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. This is the way the Bible puts it. Verse 4, 5, and 6. It says, when thou vowest a vow unto God, it says, defer not to pay it. When you make a vow unto the Lord, it says, defer, don't delay, don't refuse, don't defer the payment. For he has no pleasure in fools. If you make a vow and you refuse to pay it, God looks at you as a fool. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Then he added, better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. So it is better you don't make a vow at all. God will not hold you guilty. It is better than to go and make a vow and not to pay. Verse 6. See, he said, this is the way he put it. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angel that you made a vow in error. That was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thy hands? So some work of your hand that are destroyed. Some work of the hand that is destroyed. It is because you've made a vow, somebody, and you refuse to pay that vow. No matter how little the vow is, or no matter how big the vow is. So begin to think now. Somebody. Numbers chapter 30. It's a commandment in the Old Testament. Numbers chapter 30. Verse 2. This is the way he put it. He said, if a man vow a vow unto the Lord, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeded out of his mouth. Anytime we call for pledges here, people will come out. We write your name and your phone number. But do we call you? We know they call you. We only take it to remind God. God, see the people who make pledge for you. Some of them don't bring, some of them never bring. It's not good to report you to God at the altar. Oh. You have made a vow. Make sure you pay that vow. Deuteronomy chapter 23. Verse 21. Up to verse 23. This is the way he put it. When thou shalt vow a vow unto the Lord thy God, thou shalt not slack to pay it. Don't slack to pay it. For the Lord thy God will surely require it of thee, and it shall be seen in thee. But if thou shalt forbear to vow, it shall be no sin in thee. That which is gone out of thy lips, thou shalt keep and perform. Even a free will offering, according as thou hast vowed unto the Lord thy God, which thou hast promised with thy mouth. Vow and pay. Let me read more. Psalm 50. Psalm 50. Verse 14. Psalm number 50. Amen. Verse 14. This is the way it puts it. Because it goes with a promise. It goes with a promise. Verse 14. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. When you do that, he said, and call upon me in the day of trouble. What will happen? I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. So you see, he said, do it. Pay your vows. Come to God with thanksgiving and pay your vows. When you do that, then in the time of trouble, call upon him, remind him, Lord, I make my vows and I pay it. He said, when you do that, what will happen? He said, he will deliver thee. Your business can never go down. Don't go for deliverance in your room. Lift up that card you use to sponsor evangelism in Brother Assembly. To sponsor this television program in Bride Assembly. Lift it up before the Lord. I made this vow and I paid it faithfully. Lord, why is my business going down? Why is my market not selling? He said, do that. And call upon him. He will deliver thee. Verse 23 of Psalm 50. He said, whoso offereth praise glorify me, and to him that ordereth salvation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Another promise is Psalm 76, verse 11. Psalm 76, verse 11. Amen. Also has a promise attached to it. It says, vow and pay unto the Lord your God. Let all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. When you do that, verse 12, he shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. And the church will say, he who has ear to hear.